Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper, another TV star in President-elect Donald Trump's possible cabinet. This time, a TV doctor, as CBS's Michael Wallace reports.
Dr. Mehmet Oz would head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. Trump is touting Oz's experience as a physician, surgeon, and communicator. Oz had his own TV show for 13 years.
I've got highly effective, all-natural weight loss aids.
In 2014, Congress accused him of misleading consumers about a weight loss supplement he promoted on his show. Oz ran for Senate in Pennsylvania in 2022, but lost to Democrat John Fetterman, who says he is open to confirming Oz for CMS.
Trump also picked Linda McMahon, the former wrestling executive, to head the Department of Education. All eyes will be on Matt Gaetz on Capitol Hill. A House panel is meeting later in the day to consider whether to release the results of an investigation into Trump's choice for U.S. Attorney General. It's over sex with minors and drug allegations. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The House Ethics Committee is evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. To get a majority vote at a meeting to release the Matt Gaetz ethics report, one of the Republicans would have to cross over and join the Democrats. There are senators from both parties, though, who say they'd like to read this report before voting to confirm or not confirm Gaetz.
At least one person has died from a bomb cyclone that's hitting the Pacific Northwest over the coming days. Fire officials in Linwood, Washington, say a woman died when a large tree fell on a homeless encampment. The weather is also hitting Northern California. CBS Bay Area reporter Kelsey Thorod on those preparing.
Kind of amazing. I'm surprised that we're getting more people coming in to prepare for it before it comes, which is definitely a smart idea, you know, instead of waiting.
Marcus says everything from tarps to rain boots to sealant is flying off the shelves. This week's store will be the first big one this rainy season.
Are you one of the 71 million Americans with high cholesterol? CBS's Michael George on some new findings.
About 1 in 10 adults has high cholesterol. That's the findings of a new report by the CDC. The study also found that rates of high cholesterol actually dropped in the early 2000s, but for the last 10 years, they've stayed about the same.
Happening today in Hollywood, actor Ralph Macchio will get a star on the Walk of Fame. The now 63-year-old is best known for playing Daniel LaRusso in 3 Karate Kid films. Tennis great Rafael Nadal is now retired. It's after he lost at the Davis Cup with Spain eliminated.
I just want to be remembered as a good person and a kid that follow their dreams and achieve more than what I ever dreamed.
Nadal began playing tennis at age 4 with his uncle. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up on this edition of Midday Magazine in part one with Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher. And then in part two, we'll get you ready for our Lights of Love broadcast. Join Melissa Kay and our friends over at Aspires tonight right here at WFHR.
Murphy named Manager of the Year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year. The 65-year-old guided the Brewers to winning their division in his first season, despite numerous injuries to starters. Although the crew has been led by skippers like George Bamberger, Harvey Keene, and Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy is the first Brewer ever to win the Manager of the Year award. NBA, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bulls are 6-9. The Bucks are 5-9. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers had to Lincoln, Nebraska to face the Cornhuskers Saturday at 2:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke asked if offensive coordinator Phil Longo should have been fired.
That's tough to comment on. I think decisions like these are very hard on people's families. They're very hard on the staff and the players. And so, it's just one of those things that kind of have to handle it and be able to get yourself together and play your best ball on Saturday.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, lower 30s at daybreak, a west to southwest wind gusting around 25 miles per hour. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine into your Wednesday. West to southwest winds breezy. A little snow in the afternoon, too. Highs in the lower 40s. It's 39 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if they're lowercase, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. A Tuesday night edition. We're just doing Nightlight on a Tuesday. No big whoop. Great to have you with me, regardless of where you're joining us from tonight on Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. On another overcast, fall day, but still pretty warm out. Hope you're having a great day, and hope it's 75 and sunny in your heart. So great to have you with me. As I mentioned, back in Green Bay after a night in Madison. That was fun last night. Everything went well, right, Conrad? It's pretty seamless.
Yeah, I mean, maybe for you.
Yeah, what happened? Did I miss something?
I'm just kidding.
You had access to better food that you're not sick of here in Green Bay on the Washington.
I mean, down that stretch in State Street, there's a restaurant every five steps.
And most of them are great. It's ridiculous.
I walked down last week, just walked down that street when I was there, and I was like, okay, I'm hungry right now, and this sucks going down the street.
You know, it's what's funny is when I first moved to Marinette about 12 years ago, I would go down there to do this PBS gig I do. And, you know, when you're in a small town, you don't have access to restaurants. And I don't know if Madison is like world class when it comes to restaurants, but they have a lot bigger selection than I'm used to in Marinette, Wisconsin, which also has fine restaurants, but you're limited. And I remember one time eating, and I saw a really good Mediterranean restaurant, and I ate like an hour later just because I had access to it. Like I had two meals within an hour, and that's a recipe for disaster. But you're right; it is State Street. I mean, it's just such a great, it's a great walk.
Yeah,
it's a great hang. There's good eateries, if you will. Great coffee places. So much fun. But it's good to be back on the home court, back here in Green Bay at WGBW. So you were here alone. You ever get freaked out, especially after hearing that there were ghosts on Washington Street? Frank Anderson, Todd Michaels, we've heard these stories that Washington Street can be haunted. When you are here, does that ever get inside your head?
You know, as soon as I heard those stories, I would think that it was going to bother me.
Yeah.
But it just completely like went out of my mind yesterday.
You just I didn't keep all the lights on.
Well, actually, you know, what happens when you sit in one place and too long here, the lights go out.
The lights go out, yeah.
So at the end of the night, it was just this room that was lit up. Nothing else was.
You're like announcing to the ghost, Conrad is coming out now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel about that. I'm inept, technically, so I can't be in this studio alone. So I'll never have to experience that. And even when I'm in Madison, like Chris Casper is there roaming around. Sage was there kind of late. So you never feel totally alone.
And then you got these huge windows overlooking State Street. Yep. It's just a great view of the goings on, and there's just a great energy there. And I would say that you have energy here on Washington in Green Bay, but it's more like gelato energy in the summer, guys with no muffler energy, well, seeing how loud they can drive.
Yep.
Yeah. We have to keep redoing our recordings because of the loud mufflers right outside the window. That's fun.
Well, I'd say yesterday there wasn't too much of it because it was raining and gross out.
Right. And even the dudes with the loud mufflers don't want to go out in that kind of wind. Yeah. Hey, a fun show tonight, folks. It's a Tuesday, but we're going to make it feel like a Wednesday. I'm going to beat that joke into the ground until I get the respect that I think it deserves. We have a really fun show tonight. The Doctors in Recital are here in the studio performing. They're so much fun. Kim Shefchik and Paul and Chris Piat are going to be here singing live in the studio. We're going to talk to them about an upcoming performance they have here in Green Bay that they do every year for a great cause. And they get all these doctors out there that have this talent. You know, like a lot of people grow up being classically trained in things and then they go, oh, well, I'm going to go to medical school or I'm going to do this or that. But there are people with a lot of talent and they pool their resources every year to do these great shows. I think it's at the Widener every year. But Kim and Paul and Chris will be in the studio at 6:35. That's exciting. You know, it's fun. It's fun when they're here because you can hear them kind of warming up down the hall.
Yeah.
And it just adds like a nice energy. And then at 7:35, Civic Media's own news anchor for WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She has a new show called Community Stories. And Melissa has been working on this for a while. She's so talented, and it's going to be so much fun to talk to her about this show. I'm very excited for her. We'll find out more about Community Stories, sort of centrally Wisconsin-based. We have New Wisco Weekend here. That we do in Northeast Wisconsin every weekend with Lisa Hale. And Melissa will do something similar in Wisconsin Rapids. There's a lot going on the Civic Media Network all around the state. So it's good to be able to talk about that kind of stuff. And that's very exciting. And I was in Madison. I've talked about this on the show before, but it just really bugs me when I already tip people at the counter. And then I go over and the only table has a bunch of crap on it. So everybody's busy behind the counter. So I end up wiping the table down myself. It's like, what am I doing here? I walk in, I order something, I tip somewhat handsomely, not 15%, but like 10%. And I ate at this place called Sweet Green, which is really good. They have great food. It's pretty healthy for the most part. But it's pricey. It's like $16 for a salmon miso bowl or whatever. And then I get a Spindrift. That's $3. That's sensibly priced. It's ridiculous. I mean, that's the thing about Madison. It's crazy, especially on State Street. You're going to pay more. But I go over to sit down, and it's like, all right, I could go over and complain and wait for someone to come over and wipe this little table off, or I could just do it myself because I'm kind of in a hurry to get up here to Green Bay. So you just feel like a dope. Here's $3 and a tip, and now I'm going to go wipe off my table so I can eat at your establishment. Drives me bananas. Do you tip?
Depends on the circumstance, I'd say.
What's a circumstance that you would tip that you're not being waited on, like at a table?
Like, if I go to a store that, you know, someone's just behind the counter, but they still have, but they're not giving me anything, you know? They're just ringing me up.
Just ringing you up.
I won't do it then. I don't think that I need to because I did all the work.
You did all the shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, Howard Schultz, Starbucks, they're a billion-dollar company.
Yeah.
You can't pay your employees $3 more, so you don't have to shake people down for money when they come through the drive-thru? That's ridiculous. That should be our question of the night. But I feel like we've already done that. I had to get that off my chest again.
I forgot what place it was, but it was a coffee shop. And I went through the drive-thru, and they, instead of like giving me the screen or whatever, they go, all right, so how much do you want to tip? 10, 15, or 20? I'm like, I don't
know. They really ask you that?
Yeah, and I didn't know what to say. It's just like, zero?
Yeah. You know, if they already handed me my coffee, I would lean in and go, zero, nothing, zilch. Well, that's gutsy.
Because all I did was get a coffee with just a little bit of vanilla in it. That's it.
That's ridiculous. I thought of you today because this week Saltburn was released last year, and I know that's one of
thanks for thinking of me when you think of that movie.
Listen, I can't look at a bathtub where I don't think of Conrad Krieger.
Oh no.
Yeah, I still can't. That movie still just leaves kind of a, I almost said bad taste in my mouth. That's not where I was. But it just gives me a feeling like, ew. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But another film was released this week, Love Actually. And that's a great modern, isn't that the film the Mariah Carey song came from? I don't want a lot for Christmas. Isn't that the, I think that's the film that song played.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen Love Actually? Oh, nope. It's a really good film. And it's a great cast.
I see it all the time. And who's the cast in again?
Well, it's Andrew Lincoln. Let's look that up because I'm kind of blanking right now. But it's Andrew Lincoln. And who is the woman? Let's Google. Let's go to the Google live on the air. it's from 2003. Okay. So Love Actually. Of course, everybody. Oh, Colin Firth, of course. Liam Neeson. Emma Thompson, that's who I can think of.
Liam Neeson's in that?
Liam Neeson's in that. And okay, he kills very few people.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, wait.
No one threatens his family and he doesn't kill anyone. It's like he doesn't know what to do. He's a man without a country. Martin Freeman, who I love. Chiwetel Ejiofor is great. Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead. That was weird because I saw that after The Walking Dead came out and I was like, oh God, he's in this. That's very strange. Hugh Grant, of course. Keira Knightley. The cast is phenomenal.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a sweet film. Laura Linney. That's right. I forgot Laura Linney, isn't it? But it's a really good film, and it's very holiday. And it's like that song by Mariah Carey. Like, so few movies or songs that come out that are holiday-related I really respond to, or I think, oh, that's a classic. But Love Actually kind of is, as is the Mariah Carey song. Why can't I think of the name of that song?
Isn't it All I Want for Christmas?
Yeah, is that what it is?
I think it's just called that.
Let's look that up. Tonight on the show, we'll be Googling.
Have you seen the movie The Holiday?
No.
With Jack Black?
No.
Cameron Diaz?
I have not.
Jude Law? Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
That is actually I really enjoyed the movie. It's about two people that like kind of like swap places. Like they're sick of work, so one goes to England and the other goes to like LA. Huh. And then they fall in love with the people that they're friends with pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you like it. But it was a classic. I mean, because there's a lot of films that come out that I go, okay, that's but where does it come, like where's The Home Alone? Where's, Christmas Vacation?
Yeah,
like to put a new film out and have it become a classic. That's tough.
I'd give it a rewatch, but I wouldn't put it at the same level as those movies.
Yeah. But I would say Love Actually did become a classic. It's sort of, I don't know. I would call it a classic. Enough people talk about it constantly. Just like that song from Mariah Carey, All I Want. I'm spacing again. What is it? All I Want for Christmas Is You. And did you know Justin Bieber was involved in that song?
Really?
He is. The Belieber. Maybe he wrote the lyrics.
Didn't know that.
I didn't think she had. I thought that was just her singing. Okay. Fun show. Hey, folks, the Doctors in Recital are here tonight. They're going to be here at 6:35. I can hear them warming up down the hall. They sound phenomenal. I'm back on the home court here in Green Bay at WGBW. It feels phenomenal. Melissa Kay is here. Lots going on tonight. We're going to give you the question of the night when we come back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio. the Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into, like, pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are, we're back, and I love when the texters jump in. Dave says, all I want for Christmas is you. Jim, all I want for Christmas is you. Helen from Wanakee says, I love the holiday. And Michaela from West Bend, I hope I'm saying that right.
Michaela.
Oh, it's spelled, is that how you spell Michaela?
There's many ways you can spell Michaela.
See, I disapprove. That's like Pete. P-E-T-E. Sometimes you could spell it P-E-E-T or P-E-A-T. That's what I should do. I should change my name and just make people's lives miserable.
You should put a Y in there somewhere.
Petey? Or P-Y-E-T-E? Then the number 6. Michaela, I apologize. Thank you for the text. Michaela from West Bend. Down on the 414 says, as a former waitress, I don't tip at fast, casual, or food places. I tip at sit-down restaurants and delivery drivers. Yes, Michaela. This is my new religion. I know I'm going to have to say no. Michaela says I didn't get to choose the spelling. We're just giving you a hard time, Michaela. My last name is Schwabba. I have to spell it for everybody. And I'm a junior. So I have to say why I go by this name, but this name is on my check. It's a nightmare. Thank you, Mom and Dad. You're great parents aside from that. But Michaela says, I'm with her because but it's so hard because I am a generous tipper for the most part. I'm not a really rich guy, but I do believe that people that work hard should be tipped, and especially when I get good service. But come on. I'm with you, Michaela. Sorry about the whole name thing. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Hey, Conrad, we got to get to our question of the night. We're already in the second segment. We got off on Love Actually. So let's do that right now. Let's hear it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen. And this is where I thought of this. I ate crappy the last 2 days because I was in the car. Green Bay to Madison, back to Green Bay. Fast food. I'm grossed out. Name me. What is your favorite healthy food or snack to eat? Very simple tonight. We went with positivity last night. I asked for something positive in your life. Tonight, we're going with what is your favorite healthy food or snack to eat? I know we all like bad food sometimes, but what is your favorite healthy food or snack? I'm going to start, like I do every night. I'm going to say I'm kind of off carbs, but I love avocado toast.
Oh, yeah.
With some lime and sea salt on it. I think that's my favorite healthy snack. Avocado toast with English muffin bread, sea salt, and a lime squeezed on it. I don't think you can do better than that.
That's pretty good.
Right? What about you?
Oh, this is tough. I'd say as a snack, I just can't beat a classic, and that's just some apples with peanut butter.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's been a staple in my life.
Do you do the do you do the natural peanut butter or just go with the Jif or what? No judgment.
I forget what brand it is.
Smucker's.
No.
Jif.
But,
Skippy.
But it is is it Skippy or Jif? It's one of the two, but it's the natural one.
Okay.
And I do have the nuts in it.
Oh, that's good too. Nuts are good for you too. I go with a nice almond, a nice macadamia nut for my snacks lately. Those are healthy. They have fiber, protein.
Yeah.
They don't have all the, like, the... What I'm trying to avoid are chips.
Yes.
Because, damn it, I love chips. And once you start, it's over. A serving size is 7 chips. Who's eating that? I think I'll have 7 chips. No. I'm eating the bag. And I'm tipping the bag upside down to empty the... crushed chips into my mouth. So, all right. So Conrad says apples with peanut butter, the nutty peanut butter, which I respect. And I say avocado toast with sea salt and lime. Delish. What are your favorite healthy snacks? Or food, whatever. Let us know. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app. It's so easy to use, folks. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, please do so. You have access to all your favorite shows. Nightlight, we are on the network statewide. You just click on whatever radio station is your home station, and there's a little text icon. It's so easy, and I love to hear from you throughout the show and read your texts on the radio. And Conrad, tell people how they can text on the stream like Dave is doing right now, please.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, WISS, and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. YouTube, WGBW, and Civic Media, and on Twitter or X, Civic Media and WGBW.
X. Twitter wasn't masculine enough. They renamed it X because it's like poison. I still call it Twitter. I'm not calling it X. Here's my thing. I think Elon Musk doesn't he have like 10 kids? He might have 10 kids and maybe that's X. Do you like to think it has some kind of sentimental value and it's not just X because that's just stupid.
He does have a lot of kids.
Yeah. With like, well, I don't want to get into all that. okay, so that's the question, and please give us your answers. I love reading your answers on the air. Are we already almost up against a break? We didn't even get to play the bottle rocket clip. I start running my trap, and I can't stop.
We do have a short 30-second clip we can play.
From Bottle Rocket?
Yeah.
Let's do that. It's Owen Wilson's birthday this week, folks. Here is a very quick clip from Bottle Rocket.
Okay, sit down. Get up against the wall. What's in here? What's in here? Where's the money? Where's the money? Talk, Stretch.
It's in the drawer.
Okay, there it is. Come on, open up that drawer. No, it's not. Come on, the other one. Let's go.
Where's the money?
Okay. Put one of those bags. Get one of those bags. Let's move. Come on. A bigger one, you idiot. What do you think?
Don't call me an idiot, you punk.
Okay, do you have bigger bags for atlases or dictionaries, sir?
So great. They go in. Okay, Luke and Owen Wilson. If you have not rented Bottle Rocket, it is Wes Anderson's first film. It is outstanding. One of my favorite comedies. Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson, James Caan is in it, and it's directed by Wes Anderson. And they decide they want to be burglars. So the first place they decide to rob is a bookstore where they hardly have any money. And the guy pulls out a little bag to put the money in. A bigger one, you idiot. Great stuff. Check it out. I'm going to read your text when we come back, and we are going to have, you're probably wondering, is there a doctor in recital in the house? And the answer to that question is there is about to be at 6:35, which is coming up on the other side of the news. Civic Media's award-winning news, which will keep you informed. We'll read some texts. We'll have some guests. It's a great night here at Nightlight, and I'm so glad you're here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're going down.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump says he's appointing Mehmet Oz, a former surgeon and TV celebrity known as Dr. Oz, to lead the massive public health insurance program. CBS's Dr. Celine Gowner says his background has been a little fishy.
He has spread disinformation for many years on his show, was in fact brought before Congress to testify as to why he was doing this, and he was also pairing this with selling various kinds of supplements, snake oils, etc., for which there was no data.
A House panel meets today considering whether to release the results of an investigation into President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General Matt Gaetz, who denies allegations of sex and drug misconduct. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
If they're going to release the Matt Gaetz ethics report publicly, it would require a majority vote of the panel, which is evenly split between Democrats and Republicans.
A major storm is sweeping across the northwest U.S., and already a woman has died when a large tree fell on a homeless encampment. It happened in Linwood, Washington. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Murphy named Manager of the Year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year. The 65-year-old guided the Brewers to winning their division in his first season, despite numerous injuries to starters. Although the crew has been led by skippers like George Bamberger, Harvey Keene, and Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy is the first Brewer ever to win the Manager of the Year award. NBA, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bulls are 6-9. The Bucks are 5-9. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers had to Lincoln, Nebraska to face the Cornhuskers Saturday at 2:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke asked if offensive coordinator Phil Longo should have been fired.
That's tough to comment on. I think decisions like these are very hard on people's families. They're very hard on the staff and the players. And so, it's just one of those things that kind of have to handle it and be able to get yourself together and play your best ball on Saturday.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Houston native Beyoncé will perform at halftime of the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texas game on Christmas Day. The performance so far is being kept a secret, but it is expected the pop icon will welcome special guests, according to CNN. The game will be broadcast as streaming giant Netflix's first ever NFL broadcast. How excited are fans? Let's just say this could be the single greatest performance interrupted by repeated buffering the world has ever seen. So what do you do when you miss your celebrity ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian? If you're former NBA hoopster Lamar Odom, you buy a sex doll that looks just like her. Yes, it's true. Odom says he purchased the doll to use as a mental wellness tool. I need a new medical plan. On the We're Out of Time podcast, the former Laker said the best part of sex with a doll who looks like a Kardashian is that it's not an actual Kardashian. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, P. Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered snow showers possible at times, and it is going to get colder with temperatures falling through the day into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, breezy, low of 29. Tomorrow, flurries, windy with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Overture Center in Madison, Tim Sowers, who talks about upcoming shows. And Wisconsin-based filmmaker Jared Crooks joins me. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mary from Horicon says, apple cinnamon rice cake with cheese and avocado. That sounds like half of that sounds healthy. The rest sounds like a dessert. But I will accept that answer, Sherry. That's a great one. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite healthy food or snack? I got in a jam the last couple days. I had to drive from where I live in Marinette to Madison up to here. I was in a hurry. And I ate food I didn't want to eat twice, and it made me mad that healthy snacks aren't more available. So that's our question tonight. What is your favorite healthy snack or food? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. Dave says, lean homemade beef jerky. I'm in awe of people that make their own jerky. Mm-hmm. That seems like a tedious process.
Well, the Ronco 5000 food dehydrator, remember those? That was like the infomercial that was on like every Saturday cartoon day. I had to watch nothing. All those.
But is that what it was for?
I don't know. They food dehydrated everything. You can make your own beef jerky, your own fruit roll-ups. Do you remember that?
I'm drawing a blank here.
You did not.
Your parents
didn't let you watch.
He's hanging you out to dry.
Sorry.
I watched a lot of TV back in the day.
Those are the voices of my guests. The doctors in recital are in the hizzy.
In the hiz.
Kim Shevchik and Paul Piat are here in the studio. So great to have you guys back here. And I'm sorry, Chris, your better half. Or maybe you're the better half, Paul. I know nothing about your marriage.
She's kind of like the better three quarters.
Better three quarters.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
You give yourself 25%.
I think that's worth at least that.
That's pretty humble. That's not even a humble brag.
She's hopefully listening, and we hope she feels better
soon. Not feeling so hot.
She has no voice, but her ears hopefully are listening. Do you guys have a favorite healthy snack or food?
Well, I like to pretend that chips and salsa are healthy. However, when you have the amount of chips that I have with my salsa, it's probably not so healthy.
You know, I think it'd be healthier if you had actual poker chips and salsa than chips.
Probably.
Is there a healthy chip?
I don't know. They make chips out of cauliflower.
We've baked it now, so it's healthier.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, but
I like fruit. Fruit's healthy.
Fruit is, okay. Fruit's a good one. What about you, Paul? You got a healthy snack?
I love the venerable peanut. I like nuts in general, but just peanuts are great. And fruits and vegetables. I'm an avocado guy.
Same.
I can eat it with a spoon just straight out of the skin, plain. I just love it.
I can't pick out the right avocado. I pick them out, and it's like not ripe or it's already brown.
And it's a tough one to have if you're in the mood for an avocado because you can't go to the store. It's like, oh, that's a week and a half. I still hope I feel like this, but it's really hard or whatever. But I said avocado toast with lime and sea salt. That's my favorite healthy snack.
Sounds good.
Ooh. Yeah. Steve says a celery stick and spread with peanut butter. That's a theme in Conrad's family, the peanut butter. That's a good one, Steve.
He does it the wrong way, though.
He does it the wrong way. He's calling out his dad on air. Michaela, not Michaela, by the way, we've established. I called her Michaela because I was just reading willy-nilly.
Michaela does look like Michaela.
It's spelled like that.
I know a Michaela with a Y,
so I got confused, and I apologize to Michaela from West Bend. But she says red wine.
Well, antioxidants.
Yeah.
They're a little bit. Unfortunately, a serving of alcohol is not.
It's like two fingers,
what
right?
We usually drink.
And that's
around
from
here.
Someone. That's the downside of this discussion is we have people from the medical community here.
Yeah.
She says, if that doesn't count, then raw bell pepper. Okay.
Mm. Oh.
She says, no hard feelings about the name. Gave me a good laugh. I'm happy to hear that, Michaela. thank you, Michaela, very much. Paula, Conrad's mom checking in, says, I like cashews and also hummus with cucumbers. Wow. That's a good healthy family right there. Anna says, my favorite healthy snack is nuts. Almonds, pecans, sunflower seeds, walnuts, and cashews. Mm. All unsalted, of course. See, that takes the fun out of it for me.
Mm. Yeah.
But they're good for you, right?
That's definitely good for you. Nuts are healthy, but again, serving size.
Yeah. Agreed.
People get a little gusto on their servings.
Yeah.
Paul has an opinion.
Yeah. Very calorie dense.
But it's
very
good calorie. Fats, right?
Yeah, it's good fat.
All right, we'll do a couple more here. Bill from Green Bay says, Sabra olive tapenade hummus with pretzels and veggies.
Ooh, that's good
dynamite.
That's a great choice.
Bill just won the internet tonight. Mm-hmm. That was ambitious. Jim from Appleton says, mixed nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, pecans, peanuts and pistachios. I love pistachios.
What about hazelnuts? Those are the best.
How about filberts?
Ooh.
If we're going to get in the dirt here, let's really get down and dirty. Dave says, I got a Nesco as a gift. A good question would be, what's your favorite Ronco product?
Ronco.
The Ginsu, baby.
The Ginsu knife.
He says the pocket fisherman.
Ooh, pocket fisherman. Yes.
That's ringing a bell.
Yes.
It is ringing a bell.
Yes.
I'm not a fisherman in general, so I like to catch a fish with my bare hands just to really go full-blown nature.
Wow. Like, are you doing that, what do they call it, noodling with the catfish or something?
You're what now?
Oh, I don't know what that
noodling,
is.
Noodling, yeah. Okay. Isn't that what they call it?
Canoodling?
No, that's like, I feel stupid.
That's different.
There's some kind of catfish thing that you get it with your hand and then you...
She said noodling, not canoodling. Yeah. It's very difficult to canoodle catfish.
Yeah.
Noodling for catfish. It's a thing. That's according a thing. To hand fishing for catfish is called noodling.
Well, I see. Sometimes you say something you think is funny, and then it really exists, and it's sort legit. Of takes all the fun out of it.
Oh, sorry.
Every time I come here, I learn something new. I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's why we're here. Okay,
so I agree. I always learn something.
Let's get into it because you guys came all the way down to the studio not to talk about nuts or healthy snacks or whatever. It's great to have you both back here. I'm sorry Chris couldn't be here, but I hope she has a speedy recovery. And I hope it's not rickets. Is it rickets?
You know, I doubt it because she takes a lot of vitamin D. I think we're safe.
Okay.
I think we're safe there.
Okay. No scurvy.
Maybe scurvy, though, because she's, you know, the vitamin C.
She's a merchant marine.
Oh, she is a pirate. She lives in Bayport School District.
Watch out for the scurvy.
Well done.
I didn't know we were going to talk about rickets and scurvy.
Yeah, you are in the medical community. You
have
to expect.
Off the rails.
Look at this cool poster.
I did bring
Kim.
Our poster.
This
okay.
is the Doctors in Recital poster for this year, January 25th, 2025.
I brought it because sometimes it's fun. People are like, oh, what kind of show is it? Well, when can you come and be at an amazing evening of music and, you know, listen to, let's see, we've got an OBGYN, several OBGYNs. We've got cardiology. We've got occupational health, plastic surgery, intensivist. Jeez. I mean, we've got all
you're
these amazing.
You're on there, Kim. I saw you're on there.
I had my hair straightened. I look like a weirdo. I didn't even recognize myself. I look at this poster. I'm like, where's me? Kim? Oh, yeah, that's right. I straightened
you not,
my hair.
Did you not know they were going to take the photo that day?
No, that was.
It's like the kid that forgets picture day and shows up in the Iron Maiden t-shirt. You know? Whoops.
Yeah.
Oops. I forgot that I had. Taking that picture.
Oh, you look great. This is
anyway.
So hold this up and let people who are watching in the stream. This is Doctors in Recital. For people listening who have not heard you guys in the show before or might not know what Doctors in Recital is, tell us about this really cool event and what you guys do.
So we have been in existence for, I believe this is now our 17th, maybe 18th year, but we have an amazing group of area physicians and medical professionals who get together to make a difference by making music. So we put on a music concert, a variety show from classical to jazz to pop music and everything in between. And all of these people are from different organizations, which is kind of unique that they're from competing organizations who come together. They're from Northeast Wisconsin. And we raise money by selling tickets and sponsorships for people to come. And we pick a different community organization every year. This year, we have several. So we have the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. And we have Foster the Village. And then for our music education recipients, because we also focus on music education in our community, Heritage Hill Fife and Drum Corps and the Griffin String Music Quartet, who they go and do free concerts and educational opportunities for people in our area.
I love that. I mean, I love all of it, but I love that you help foster music education. So tell us about that. Where does that, is it for different programs? Do you buy
every
instruments?
Year we have, we do an application process. So we open up our application for the next year right away after our show. So people who have in our area, maybe a program that they're looking to fund to promote music education, whether it's in schools or perhaps for older adults, which is kind of what Griffin String Quartet focuses on. Heritage Hills program, they're actually bringing that traditional fife and drum corps, you know, from like the revolutionary period. And they take local musicians and train kids, actually, who are then wearing the traditional uniforms and they perform at various reenactment events. So that's kind of unique this year. In previous years, we've done some different things with various schools. Last year, we combined with the Power Tool Horns. They did some jazz outreach education at area schools in our community. So we like variety, so we never know what we're going to get next year. Who knows? Maybe you're going to start something, a nonprofit. You're going to start music education.
What do you think I should
radio
do?
Radio production. I don't know. It'd be kind of fun.
Radio production.
It would be.
Wouldn't it?
Radio production. That's Conrad's area of expertise. Oh. I can't do that.
I thought he was going to slip and say, that's boring. I was like, wait a minute.
I barely stay awake through my own show. So all right. 2025, the 2025 show will be Saturday.
Saturday.
7 p.m., January 25th,
yep.
2025.
Yep.
Tickets are available at TicketStar for $25.
Starting at $25. And this year, what's new is we have reserved seating.
Okay.
So we've had the problem of nearly selling out for several years. So the Widener asked that previous years we had kind of a first come, first serve seating. But as you can imagine, that can make logistics a bit hard.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that we have a safe event, that we have not this mad, crazy rush. So we have reserved seating. And so we want people to either visit our website, www.doctorsinrecital.org, or you can go right to our local Ticketmaster and the website or at the ticket office and get Ticketmaster. Ticketstar. I always do that.
Ticketstar.
Ticketstar is our team. And at the Widener, we have a beautiful facility, one of a kind, just so privileged in our community to have it. And you can definitely plan on having an amazing evening. We have, I was looking at the show lineup because it's so eclectic, but somehow Lucinda, our producer, just fits it all together. And we've got things that are just very traditional classical pieces. And we have Dolly Parton song that we're doing, 9 to 5.
Nice.
A lot of people, you know, bring their own flair. And there are people that come back year after year that people look forward to hearing. So we even have original music. Dr. Vardis puts a wonderful group of people together, writes a song, usually has something to do with our recipients. And it's just a beautiful night.
Wow. My guests are Kim Shefchik and Paul Piat. They are here tonight as representing Doctors in Recital, a great show that happens right here in Northeast Wisconsin. Do other communities do this? I mean, I'm sure that everybody has their charitable, events, but this is pretty unique, I would say, right?
So again, I call her our fairy godmother, Lucinda Roberts, yeah. Started this idea when she was working with Hyde Music at the time, and Steinway wanted to do something like this. They worked together, but it's really grown to a one of a kind. Other areas have tried to do something similar, but they've not been able to get quite the partnership that we have with our local healthcare organizations. So Belen has a longstanding history of being a huge sponsor for us, but we've also had performers from, you know, our competitors, Belen's competitors. I work at Belen, but we all get together. We've got Purveya and the HSHS hospitals and Aurora and the independents, and people really come together for this one event. It's pretty unique, and the talent is amazing. And we have local musicians, people like Paul Pia, and we have the Power Tool Horns, and we have many people that are friends with musicians. So we have some professional level caliber people as well as our physicians.
You've got really big donors and sponsors too. Like if I wanted to sponsor, if I wanted my name next to Belen,
yeah,
what's that going to run me?
Well, how big do you want your name next to Belen?
Yeah. Same size, same font. Brought to you by Belen and Pete Schwabba.
Ooh, wow.
And Nightlight and Conrad.
I can.
You can put my name really small. Throw, though. I don't need. It doesn't need to be big.
Donate a sawbuck and we'll get this thing going. All right.
I'm sure we could figure something out, Pete. I'm sure we could figure it out.
The Doctors in Recital are here. DIR, the DIR.
Yeah, we call ourselves DIR.
Oh, you do?
DIR, yes.
Oh, I thought it was
so, because who wants to type out Doctors in Recital? Trust me, I do DIR all the time.
Kim and Paul are going to sing. That is coming up right after a very short break. You're going to want to hear these guys. They're terrific. Even without Chris, who we will miss, but you're going to bring it. It's so great having you here in the studio. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie checking in a little earlier. I like that. He says, I grew up on junk food. I love chips, Fritos, Doritos, fried and hot Cheetos, kettle cooked or barbecue potato chips. I collected and ate them all. But I'm fighting back. I'm eating more organic, low or no salt, dry roasted pistachios, cashews, pecans, and organic natural peanut butter. Steadfast, the nutty Professor Edward. Steady Eddie goes all Shakespeare on us once in a while. I love it. That's a great one. Thank you, Eddie. This is exciting. The doctors in recital are here. Kim Shefchik and Paul Piat are here representing the doctors in recital. You're not the only doctors in recital.
No. We are a consistent team in doctors in recital for many years now, but we are not the show by any means.
No.
We get way more than
It's interesting on that, on that poster, there's like 25 people, and I see pictures on the website where there's like 100 people on stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a choir.
Yeah.
And the choir isn't just physicians. And anyone with ties to the medical community is welcome to join. And we are very fortunate that many of our acts bring in, you know, other people, whether it's, I've got a friend that plays bass and is going to play on my song.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful, interesting menagerie of people.
It's outstanding. So let's not waste any more time. The kidding around is pretty much over. Let's hear some, whatever you guys want to play. What are you going to play for us?
Well, we decided to start with everybody's favorite vampire tune. It's the vampire love song ballad. And
vampires are in love.
A thousand years.
Nothing says Christmas like that. Okay, here are the doctors in recital live in the studio.
Heart beats fast, colors and promises. How to be brave? How can I love when I'm afraid to fall? But watching you stand alone, all of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow. One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't stand still, beauty in all she is. I will be brave, I will not let anything take away what's standing in front of me. Every breath, every hour has come to this. One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. I've loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. All along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I have loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. One step
song. Where does that come from? I've never heard of that before.
So again, the vampire love story.
Yeah,
come on, the Twilight.
I was gonna say Twilight or Interview with a Vampire, but, or something. But
was it Christina Perry, I think, that sang it? I don't know who wrote it. We should probably look that up to give props to that person.
So what kind of music do you guys typically play? It's January 25th, it's after the holidays. Is it kind of a, if people go, what can they expect to see?
Honestly, it's so
everything
varied.
And anything.
Everything really? And anything.
Nice.
Like,
I mean, we had bagpipes last year.
Last year we had bagpipes. This year we do not have bagpipes.
Nope.
Too many walkouts or what?
Yeah, no.
It was good.
All right, let's pick up here with the bagpipes. We're going to do some news. Civic awesome. Media's award-winning news. Here's a text from Sherry, too, from the 920. Thanks, Pete. I needed this. After mom's passing Friday. Very sorry for your loss, Sherry.
So glad, Sherry.
Hopefully we brought a smile to your face, and I'm sure Kim and Paul did just that with that beautiful song. We'll have more with them when we come back after the news. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, I sat there at the table and acted real naive. Who knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve? Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your teeth.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, joining us next time, our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.